ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವಿಂದ ಕೀಯ ನಾಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶೀಲ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕುರ್ ಕೀಯ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಕಹೋ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶಿವಾಠಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಕೀಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋ ಗೋಪಿನಾಥ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಕುಂಡ ರಾಧಾ ಕುಂಡ ಗಿರಿಬೋಧನ್ ಕೀಯ ಬೃಂದಾವನ್ ಧಾಮ ಕೀಯ ನವದೀಪ ಧಾಮ ಕೀಯ ಶ್ಯಾಮೀತ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಕೀಯ All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Thank you. ಗೋವಿಂದಂ ಆದಿಪುರುಷಂ ತಮಹಂ ಭಜಾಮಿ
ಗೋವಿಂದಂ ಆದಿಪುರುಷಂ ತಮಹಂ ಭಜಾಮಿ
ಗೋವಿಂದಂ ಆದಿಪುರುಷಂ ತಮಹಂ ಭಜಾಮಿ
ಗೋವಿಂದಂ
ಭಜಾಮಿ
ಗೋವಿಂದ ಹರಿ ಪುರುಷಂ ತಮಹಂ ಭಜಾಮಿ
ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ಸೋ ಆಲ್ ನ್ಯೂ ಕಮರ್ ಸ್ಟೂಡೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ವೆಲ್ಕಮ್ ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ವೆರಿ ಮಚ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಾನ್ಸಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಮೂಮೆಂಟ್ We are worshipping the Supreme Personality of God, the Supreme Leader. Human society cannot work without leader. Anywhere you go, any country, any nation, any society, any community, any family, there is a leader. So, the Vedas instruct that there is a supreme leader. Nitya nityanam chetanas chetananam eka bahunam vidadati kamam. This is very important mantra in Kathopanishad. We have heard the names of Upanishad. They are Vedic literatures. Originally, the Veda was one, Samveda. Then it was divided into four, Samveda, Atharvaveda, Rigveda, Yajurveda. Then the Veda's verses were explained in Upanishad. There are 108 Upanishads. Then the whole conclusion was made shortened, cream, that is called Vedanta Sutra. And again, this Vedic knowledge was compiled in simple way for understanding of less intelligent class of men. That is called Mahabharata. And in the Mahabharata, there is one chapter which is called Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is only a chapter of the great history of India, Mahabharata. And then Vedanta Sutra is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Vedic literature is very old, nobody can trace out the history. So So far we understand, it is not man-made, it is coming out from transcendental world by disciplic succession. So, in that Vedic literature, this verse is there. Nitya nityanam chetana chetanam. A leader, the supreme leader of all living entities. God, or whatever you say, the absolute truth, the absolute person, generally we say God. God is also a person, like you and me. Just like whenever you find out some leader, he must be a person. Impersonal cannot be leader. Is there any instance? In the modern history, they have abolished monarchy, personal government. They have got democratic government, a republican government, but still they have to find out a president. Why? Why not without president? No, that cannot be done. There must be one leader. Any movement, any organization, there must be, and he must be a person. So you can judge from this how God can be impersonal. He is personal. And Vedic literature informs that he is a person like you and me. And your Bible also says that man is made after God. Not that God is made after man. Your feature, your two hands, two legs, one head, nice eyes, nice face, everything, this is imitation of God's feature. Therefore, man is made after God. Not that because we have got two hands, two legs, or one head, therefore artists have imagined a God like us. No. Actually, this person of Bible is truth. Any scripture, there is truth. So, the Vedic literature also says that he is the supreme living entity above all other living entities. Every individual living entity. The Bhagavad Gita, most of you might have seen Bhagavad Gita. It is clearly stated in the second chapter when Krishna, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was explaining Arjuna. He said that yourself, myself, and all these people are the soldiers, are the kings who have assembled here. They were individuals in the past, they are individuals at present, and they will continue individuals in the future. So individuality cannot be cancelled. That is not possible. The only difference is my individuality or Krishna's individuality is that my individuality is limited, but Krishna's individuality is unlimited. That is it. Just like you select one person leader because his intelligence is greater than you. Something greater than you. Therefore you select somebody as your leader. So, in the Vedic literature, the definition of God is also there. Who is God? Now everyone is claiming, I am God, but they do not know what is God. They are falsely claiming. But if you find out Parashara Sutra, There is definition of God. What is that? Aisarjasya samagras. God is the owner of all wealth. Bijas all strength. Jasasa all fame. All intelligence. All beauty. And all renunciation. These six items in full strength, 100% possession, that makes the God. So, our position is always subordinate according to Vedic literature, any literature. If you reject God, then you will have to select somebody else. You will have to worship as God. Take for example, Lord Buddha. Lord Buddha's philosophy that there is no question of God, but we are suffering due to this material encasement and combination of matter. This body is combination of matter, and then the matter is dismantled, which is called nirvana. Then there is no question of feeling pains and pleasure. That is Buddha philosophy. But there is no question of God there. But fortunately or unfortunately, they are worshipping Lord Buddha. Try to understand that personality cannot be evaded at any circumstance. Somebody has to be found out. So the Vedas gives us the information that you accept the leadership of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then everything, all questions, all problems will be solved. So here is, Krishna consciousness means to dovetail your consciousness with the Supreme Leader, Krishna, then you'll be happy. They are feeling inconvenience for sitting in this way. So we have no arrangement for chairs. You please excuse us. It is just developing. Now you can read that article, Super Consciousness, in the paper.
Super Consciousness.
You can sit down here. Face to face.
Then I'll turn my back to you.
That's right.
This is from Back to Godhead, which is a monthly publication that we put out in Krishna Consciousness. And there's an article in it called Super Consciousness by a spiritual master. Krishna Consciousness is the highest yoga performance by trained devotional yogis. The yoga system, as it is stated in the standard yoga practice formula given by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita and as recommended in the Patanjali yoga discipline, is different from nowadays practiced hatha yoga as it is generally understood in the Western countries. Real yoga practice means to control the senses, and after such control is established, to concentrate the mind on the Narayana form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Lord Krishna is the original Absolute Personality, the Godhead, and all the other Vishnu forms with four hands decorated with conch, lotus, club and wheel are plenary expansions of Krishna. Shall I wait a second? Wait for them to leave?
everything is gone. They are not comfortable sitting there.
In the Bhagavad Gita, it is recommended that we should meditate upon the form of the Lord. For practicing concentration of the mind, one has to sit down in a secluded place sanctified by a sacred atmosphere, and the yogi should observe the rules and regulations of brahmacharya to live a life of strict self-restraint and celibacy. Nobody can practice yoga in a congested city, living a life of extravagance, including unrestricted sex indulgence and adultery of the tongue. We have already stated that yoga practice means controlling the senses, and the beginning of controlling the senses is to control the tongue. You cannot allow the tongue to take all kinds of forbidden food and drink, and at the same time improve in the practice of yoga. It is a very regrettable fact that many unauthorized and stray so-called yogis now come to the West and exploit the leaning of the people towards yoga. Such unauthorized yogis even dare to say publicly that one can indulge in drinking and at the same time practice meditation. 5,000 years ago, in the Bhagavad Gita dialogue, Lord Krishna recommended the yoga practice to his disciple Arjuna, but Arjuna flatly expressed his inability to follow the stringent rules and regulations of yoga. One should be practical in every field of activity. One should not waste his time, his valuable time, simply in practicing some gymnastic feats in the name of yoga. Real yoga is to search out the four-handed super soul within one's heart and to see him perpetually in meditation. Such continued meditation is called samadhi. If, however, one wants to meditate upon something void or impersonal, it will require a very long time to achieve anything by yoga practice. We cannot concentrate our mind on something void or impersonal. Real yoga practice is to fix up the mind on the person of the four-handed Narayana who dwells in everyone's heart. Sometimes it is said that by meditation, one will understand that God is seated within one's heart always, even when one does not know it. God is seated within the heart of everyone. He is not only seated in the heart of the human being, but he is also there within the hearts of the cats and dogs. The Bhagavad Gita certifies this with the declaration of the Lord. Ishvara, the supreme controller of the world, is seated in the heart of everyone. He is not only in everyone's heart, but he is also present within the atoms. No place is vacant. No place is without the presence of the Lord. The feature of the Lord by which he is present everywhere is called the Paramatman. Atman means the individual soul, and Paramatman means the individual super soul. Both Atman and Paramatman are individual persons. The difference between them is that the Atman or soul is present only in one particular place, whereas the Paramatman is present everywhere. In this connection, the example of the sun is very nice. An individual person may be situated in one place, but the sun, even though a specific individual entity, is present over the head of every individual person. In the Bhagavad Gita, this is very nicely explained. Therefore, even though the qualities of all entities, including the Lord, are equal, the super soul is different from the individual soul by quantity of expansion. The Lord or super soul can expand himself into millions of different forms, while the individual soul cannot do so. The super soul, being seated in everyone's heart, can witness everyone's activities, past, present, and future. In the Upanishads, the super soul is said to be sitting with the individual soul as a friend and witness. As a friend, he is always anxious to get the individual soul back to home, back to Godhead. As a witness, he is the endower of all benedictions that result from the individual's actions. The super soul gives all facility to the individual soul for achieving whatever he may desire, but he instructs his friend so that he may ultimately give up all other engagements and simply surrender unto God for perpetual bliss and eternal life full of knowledge. This is the last instruction of the Bhagavad Gita, the most authorized and widely read book on all forms of yoga. The last word of the Bhagavad Gita, as stated above, is the last word in the matter of perfecting the yoga system. It is further stated in the Bhagavad Gita that a person who is always absorbed in Krishna consciousness is the topmost yogi. What is this Krishna consciousness? Just as the individual soul is present by his consciousness throughout the whole body, so the super soul or Param Atman is present throughout the whole creation by his super consciousness. This super consciousness cannot be imitated by the individual soul.
This consciousness formula is very simple to understand. Anyone can understand. Just like this body, so long the soul is there within this body, there is consciousness. Just like so long the sun is visible, there is heat and sunlight. Similarly, so long the soul is there within this body, we have got this consciousness. And as soon as the soul is gone from this body, there is no consciousness. So, but this consciousness, my consciousness, your consciousness, is limited within this body. I cannot feel what pain and pleasure is within your body. Neither you can feel. Therefore, your consciousness is individual, my consciousness is individual. But there is another consciousness which is all-pervading. That consciousness is able to understand your feelings, my feelings, and everyone's feelings. The same example, the sun is located in one place, but 5,000 miles away, you ask your friend, where is sun? He will reply that he is on my head. Similarly, you will say, any direction, but the sun is what? But he is all-pervading. This is crude example. Similarly, the Krishna consciousness means when you adopted your consciousness with the supreme consciousness, then your life becomes perfect. Just like a motor car is being driven at 50 miles speed, but a cyclist is going at 10 miles speed. But if he catches the motor car, he'll also have the 50 miles speed immediately. So, the super consciousness or Krishna consciousness is all pervading. If you doctor your consciousness, then you get universal feeling, otherwise it's not possible. The same example. So that is being explained, really.
This superconsciousness cannot be imitated by the individual soul who has limited awareness. I can understand what is going on within my limited body, but I cannot feel what is going on in another's body. I am present all over my body by my consciousness, but I am not present in any other's body by my consciousness. However, the super soul or Param Atman, being present within everyone, situated everywhere, is conscious of every existence. The theory that the soul and the super soul are one is not acceptable because the individual soul's consciousness cannot act in super consciousness. This super consciousness can only be achieved by dovetailing individual consciousness with the super consciousness, and this dovetailing process is called surrender or Krishna consciousness. From the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita, we learn very clearly that Arjuna in the beginning did not want to fight with his brothers and relatives. But after understanding the Bhagavad Gita, when he dovetailed his consciousness with the super consciousness of Krishna, it was Krishna consciousness. A person in full Krishna consciousness acts by the dictation of Krishna. And so Arjuna agreed to fight the battle of Kurukshetra. In the beginning of Krishna consciousness, this dictation of the Lord is received through the transparent medium of the spiritual master. When one is sufficiently trained and acts with submissive faith and love for Krishna, under the direction of the bona fide spiritual master, the dovetailing process becomes more firm and accurate. At this stage, Krishna dictates from within. From without, the devotee is helped by the spiritual master, the bona fide representative of Krishna. And from within, the Lord helps the devotee as Chaitya Guru, being seated within the heart of everyone. To simply understand that God is seated in everyone's heart is not perfection. One has to be acquainted with God from within and without, and thus to act in Krishna consciousness. This is the highest perfectional stage for the human form of life, and the topmost stage in all yoga systems. For a perfect yogi, there are 8 kinds of super achievements. One can become smaller than an atom. One can become bigger than a mountain. One can become lighter than air. One can become heavier than any metal. One can achieve any material effect he likes, create a planet, for example. One can control others like the Lord. One can travel anywhere, within or without the universe, freely. One can choose his own time and place of death and take rebirth wherever he may desire. But when one rises to the perfectional stage of receiving dictation from the Lord, that is more than the stage of the material achievements above mentioned. The breathing exercise of the yoga system, which is generally practiced, is just the beginning of the system. Meditation on the super soul is just a step forward. Achievement of wonderful material success is also only a step forward. But to attain direct contact with the super soul and to take dictation from him is the highest perfectional stage. The breathing exercise and meditation practices of yoga are very difficult in this age. It was difficult even 5,000 years ago, or else Arjuna would not have rejected the proposal of Krishna. This age of Kali is called the fallen age. At the present moment, people in general are short living, are very slow in understanding self-realization or spiritual life. They are mostly unfortunate, and as such, if somebody is a little bit interested in self-realization, he is misguided by so many frauds. The only actual way to realization of the perfect stage of yoga is to follow the principles of the Bhagavad Gita as they were practiced by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the simplest and highest perfection of yoga practice. Lord Chaitanya practically demonstrated Krishna consciousness yoga simply by chanting the holy names of Krishna as they were mentioned in the Vedanta, Srimad Bhagavatam, and many important Puranas. The largest number of Indians follow this yoga practice, and in the USA also it is gradually growing in many cities. It is very easy and practical for this age, especially for those who are serious about success in yoga. No other process can be successful in this age. The meditation process in right earnest was possible in the golden age of Satya Yuga, because the people at that time lived for 100,000 years on the average. If you want success in practical yoga, take to the chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and feel for yourself how you are making progress. One should know for himself how much he is progressing in yoga practice. In the Bhagavad Gita, this practice of Krishna consciousness is described as Raja Vidya, the king of all erudition, Raja Guyam, the most confidential system of spiritual realization, Pavritra, the purest of all that is pure, Sushakam, very happily performed, and Avayam, inexhaustible. Those who have taken to the most sublime bhakti yoga system, this practice of devotional service in transcendental love of Krishna, can testify to how they are nicely enjoying its happy and easy execution. Yoga means controlling the senses, and bhakti yoga means purifying the senses. When the senses are purified, they are also automatically controlled. You cannot stop the activities of the senses by artificial means. But if you purify the senses, they are not only kept back from rubbish engagement, but also they become positively engaged in transcendental service to the Lord. Krishna consciousness is not manufactured by us through mental speculation. It is the injunction of the Bhagavad Gita which says that when we think in Krishna, chant in Krishna, live in Krishna, eat in Krishna, talk in Krishna, hope in Krishna, and sustain in Krishna, we return to Krishna without any doubt. And this is the substance of Krishna consciousness.
Any question?
Beliefs are concerning Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, he is representative of God, Son of God. That's all.
Do you believe in the Blessed Trinity?
And do you believe in the Blessed Trinity?
I do not know any
Father.
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Yes, why not?
What is the outcome of continuous practice
of
the chant
Om? Om is also another form, vibration of Lord. Om, that is also accepted in Bhagavad Gita. So, Hare Krishna or Om, practically the same value, but this is easier. Yes. And because Hare Krishna was chanted by Lord Chaitanya specifically, Om is generally added just beginning one mantra. That is the Vedic way. Om Tat Vishnum Paramam Padam Sadapasa. Om is also addressing the Lord, Om. And Hare Krishna is also addressing. But this is easier and recommended for this age. Otherwise, transcendentally or spiritually, there is no difference.
What do you believe in reference to Ramakrishna? He
was
in the Hindu faith.
Not Hindu faith. What is your belief of Ramakrishna? What he is? What you have studied about him?
He was an incarnate of God. He believed in Jesus Christ. He believed in Buddha. He believed in yoga. I just wondered what, if you had anything to do with him.
We have got original Krishna. So, original Krishna includes everyone. Krishna Govinda Mahadi Purusham Tamaham Bhaja. So if you believe in the original, the categories automatically come. But the categories under the influence of Maya becomes different. So if you want to study any person, you must have some standard way of studying. How you have accepted this Ramakrishna as incarnation? What is the authority? Simply, suppose if somebody says, I am incarnate, will it be accepted if somebody comes here and says that I am President Johnson? Will it be accepted like that? And if somebody believes in that way, is he a very intelligent man? So, what is your basis after seeing Ramakrishna's incarnation. So far, Vedic literature is concerned, we cannot accept. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, kamastasthe hitajnana jayante anna devata. If somebody is lost of his intelligence, then he worships demigods. What is that?
What do you think of Kundalini or Raja Yoga?
We are practicing the Emperor Yoga. Therefore, Raja Yoga is included there. The Bhagavad Gita says that Yoginam api sarvesam madgata antaratmana satyavan bhajati mang jo sami yukta tamo mata. Anyone who is always thinking of Krishna within himself, he is the topmost yogi. Therefore, a person who is in Krishna consciousness on the authority of Vedic literature, he is supposed to pass all kinds of yogic principles. What is your understanding of Kundalini Yoga? Do you know?
It's very dangerous.
So why do you accept such dangerous thing?
No, I just wanted to know what you thought of it.
There is no need of, it is not possible to practice such yoga. Yoga practice, that Kundalini process of yoga is not possible in this age. It is a very difficult process. We should recommend not to waste your valuable time following something which is not possible to be done by you. That is our condition. But if you have got some hobby, that is different. But it will never be successful. It is very difficult to work for. At the present age, as it is recommended and it is followed, practice and experience, this bhakti yoga is the only possible way for self-realization. It is made very simple. Simply chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Anyone can do it. Any part of the world can people practice it. Of any age, it doesn't matter, either old, young, or child. We have got many children of our devotees, they are also chanting Hare Krishna. And many old men like me, they are also chanting Hare Krishna. And these young boys and girls, they are also chanting Hare Krishna. So it is universal. And all these boys and girls, they are neither Hindus nor Indians, nor they have any knowledge of Sanskrit, but they easily pick up this Hare Krishna and chant and getting the result. So this is the easiest universal method of self-realization in the present age. Any other practice of yoga system will never be successful. It will be simply a waste of time.
May I ask this, Swami? Did you say I answered? Have you yourself reached the superconscious state or the Christ consciousness state?
Why don't you come and sit down here? What is your question?
I asked Swami, have you had yourself reached this Christ consciousness?
it is not very difficult. You can also do that. It is the easiest process. What Christ consciousness? What did Christ say? That you surrender unto God. Did he say anything more than this?
No, the understanding that I had of Christ consciousness was when one's mind reaches a state where he is within all atoms and all the flowers.
That we have already explained, that Krishna is within yourself, within your heart, within my heart, within the atoms, everywhere. So, if Christ thinks also like that, then there is no difference between Christ consciousness or Krishna consciousness. Krishna is also annantarastham paramanuchayantarastham. Nothing can move, nothing can act without spiritual touch. That is a fact. So this world or anything that is moving, jagat, the Sanskrit name of the world is jagat, which is moving, making progress. That movement is not possible without the spiritual touch. Just like my body, your body is moving because there is spiritual spark within you, within me. So, if you can understand this simple fact that nothing can move without spiritual power, touch, just like this watch. This watch is moving. You can say it is machine, but not machine. If I wind, then it will move. Therefore, there is spiritual touch. If I don't wind, if I keep it in my box, it will not move. So this simple truth, that without spiritual touch, nothing can move. And spirit is God. Therefore, you can have immediately God consciousness or Krishna consciousness.
Isn't there a difference between, when I say Christ not consciousness, to get your mind on the same level as the atoms, and a higher level beyond the atoms as pure spirit? Are these two levels of consciousness in the atoms and beyond?
Actually, there is no two level. There is only one level.
One level, yes.
Just like there is one sky, but when the sky is overcast with cloud, you divide the sky. This is friendly sky and this is non-friendly sky. Just like the airlines advertise, fly in friendly sky. Where from this friendly sky comes? The sky is one. But the part of the sky which is covered with cloud, that is unfriendly sky. Similarly, sarvam khaluidam brahma, that is without exception, everything is spirit. But the portion of spirit which is covered by ignorance, the cloud of ignorance, that is matter. Just like, what is material civilization? All activities minus God. This is material. And as soon as all activities plus God, it is spiritual. So, all activities minus God means trouble, and all activities plus God is wholesome, is pleasing. So, Krishna consciousness means all activities plus God. There's. We are also doing the same thing. The candle is burnt here. You also have candles at your home. You have got your apartment, this is also apartment. What is the difference between this apartment and your apartment? Because there is relationship of Krishna. So you met everything in relationship with Krishna. It is spiritual. That is the technique you have to learn in Krishna consciousness. Actually, there is nothing but Krishna consciousness. But artificially, we have covered Krishna consciousness with something else, which is called Maya. So, you have to get out of this Maya consciousness and stand in your original Krishna consciousness, then your life is perfect. That is being taught. There is nothing artificial, neither extraordinary, neither very difficult thing. It is very plain and simple.
Is there a regression at all in your system of reincarnation? What I mean to say is, can a man regress to, if you call it a regression, I don't know, can a man become, after his body dies, an animal or an insect of some sort?
Yeah. There are 8,400,000 species of different kinds of life. So far my condition is concerned, I am not this body. I am spirit soul. Just I am changing my body even at the present moment. Just like when you were born from your mother's home, your body was very small. Now it has grown. You were a boy, now you are young. Now you will become old man like me also. That means the changing body. There is a simple fact, you are changing. From your childhood body, this body is different. Either you take it that it has grown, or either you take it that the body has changed, the same thing. But actually it has changed. So, the changing of body is accepted. Therefore, it is concluded that when you change this body, you may get another body.
What is it that you take with you? What is the...
Just right, I will explain. Now, how this change of body is being done? That change of body is being done according to a mentality. Just like here, you have got different dresses, different features, different modes of life. All these boys and girls and ladies and gentlemen were sitting. Why? Due to different modes of mind. Somebody likes to keep hair, somebody likes to clean self. Why? This difference. Difference due to mind. So according to your mind, at the time of your death, the position, the status of your mind will give you a next body. So if your mind is God conscious, then you get your body next, like God. And if your mind is dog conscious, then you get your body, next body, dog. So it is the question of training your mind, so that at the point of death, if you keep yourself Krishna conscious mind, then you get as good a body like Krishna. This is the whole philosophy. And Krishna's body is Satchitananda Vigraha, full of bliss, full of knowledge, eternal. So we are hankering after eternal body, blissful body and full of knowledge. That should be the destination. That is our aim. So, to fulfill that aim, this Krishna consciousness is very nice.
When we get the next body, does our mind retain much of what it learned in the life before, at least the general principles, or does it start all over? And live within that body and then gain its knowledge through that body?
No, death means forgetfulness. Death Just like when you sleep, you forget your day's activities. So sleep is partial death. In sleep also, you sometimes sleep that you have got a different body, you are floating on the air, or you have gone somewhere which you never seen. So that means the mind is forgetful of the day's activity. It has taken a different activity. Similarly, as soon as the body is changed, the mind is also changed. Mind function is thinking, feeling and willing. So we feel, think and will according to circumstances. Just like now you have got an American body, you are thinking like American. I have got an Indian body, I am thinking like Indian. Similarly, a dog has got a dog body, he is thinking like a dog. So mind changes also according to the position of the body.
Is it possible through Krishna consciousness to, in the supreme state, to be able to remember all?
Yes, it is possible. If you come to the supreme state, you can remember. That is also possible. Because there are instances, one king, Bharat, he died thinking of a deer. So he got his next body as a deer. But he remembered that I was such and such person. And there are sometimes a report in the newspaper that a child is dictating that I have got my home there. And when he goes there, he says that he is my son. Here I kept in this box this thing. Perhaps there are many instances like that. So that is exceptional cases. It is possible.
One more question. Could you tell me why at times it is dangerous to meditate on concentration on the astral world?
Because at the present moment, mind is always disturbed, full of anxieties, you cannot concentrate. Therefore, this process, chanting Hare Krishna, it is forcibly. When you chant, I chant loudly, at least you hear Krishna, your mind is immediately turned to Krishna. So that is meditation. Because after all, meditation means you have to concentrate on the Supreme. The Supreme is not different. Supreme name, Krishna and Krishna's name, non-different. So when you hear Krishna, the name, you immediately remember the Krishna person, and there is no difference between his name and the person. So immediately associate with Krishna. Forcibly. If you don't like, I'll chant Krishna, you'll be forced to associate. You will chant Krishna, I will be forced to associate. This is going on. One devotee is forcing another devotee to remember Krishna. And what he will do by meditation? He will think of his office, of his home, of his dog, of his cat. So therefore, meditation, not only at the present moment, even 5,000 years ago, when Krishna advised Arjuna that you take to this practice, he said, oh, it is not possible for me. I am a warrior, I am a politician, I have got to do so many things. How can I concentrate my mind? Krishna, excuse me. You will see in the world. But we are trying to be more than Arjuna at the present moment. It is simply a waste of time. It is not possible. This is the only process of meditation.
I have known some people who have meditated and they don't know how to meditate, and they try to meditate, as I say, on the astral, and they contact the incarnate souls in the astral world, and sometimes they get a hold of the wrong one, and when their mind is left open, these spirits or incarnate souls that are not good will take over the mind of a person. Now, how can one avoid this?
By Krishna consciousness. He can avoid all lavish things by simply keeping our consciousness in Krishna. That's all. It's very simple thing. Satatam kirtantam vam jatantascha dhirabhrata. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Those who are great souls, they are always chanting, glorifying the Lord. So there is no opportunity of engaging the mind in something else, which is nonsense. We are teaching our student, chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. He is being practiced to this. He cannot avoid it. Even if he goes on the street, he chant Hare Krishna. With samadhi, he hasn't got to attain samadhi. The samadhi is going with him. Samadhi. It is so nice and easy. They are not practicing a breathing exercise or sitting exercise. No. They are ordinary boys and girls, but simply by chanting they are making practical progress. Their health, their character, their mode of living, everything is increasing, developing, and spiritual advancement means all goodness. It does not mean that a man is spiritually advanced and doing all nonsense. That is contradictory. How pure thing can be impure? Pure is pure, impure is impure. If you say it is impure, pure, how is it possible? One is addicted to all nonsense habit and he is practicing meditation and elevating himself. Is it possible? That is all bogus. As soon as one becomes purified, the manifestation of his character, of his mode of life, living, everything will be purified. That is the test. Parashanubhava. Bhakti parashanubhava. Just like if you are cured, then there is no fever. The temperature is at the normal point. And if you say, I am cured, I am taking medicine, and still my temperature is 105, well, that is not possible. So, advancement in self-realization means purification from material contamination. That is real advancement. This is practical. Now, how practical it is? In your country, most smoking, drinking, taking tea, and keeping boyfriend, girlfriend, liquor, meat eating, they are common affairs. How they have avoided all these things? Within very short time. None of them are associating with me more than 1 year. And just see their character. It is so practical. You cannot induce them even to smoke. We don't say that you go on with all nonsense at the same time you become spiritually advanced. We don't talk about this nonsense. There must be practical exhibition that one is advanced in spiritual consciousness. Just shasti bhakti bhagavata kinchana sarvai gunain tatra samasatisva. All good qualities will develop. That is spiritual advancement. That is the test. But it may be due to my past habit, I may sometimes commit mistake, I may fall down. But Krishna says, sasat bhavati dharmātmā. Even if he falls down sometimes out of ignorance, still, he very soon become purified. The process is so nice. Just like a fan is moving and make the switch off, still you will see the fan is moving. But rest assured it will stop because the switch is off. Similarly, a person taken to Krishna consciousness, his material life switch is off immediately. And even though it is seen, it is moving, it will stop very soon. So, this Krishna consciousness movement means to put off the switch of material existence immediately. It is so nice. Yeah.
Do you think that drugs would help attain the Krishna's consciousness?
It is nonsense. It will not help, but it is nonsense. Don't allow any kind of intoxication.
Does it interfere with the soul?
Yes, it is artificial. You are already artificially complicated by your this body. Because you are not this body. And you want to make yourself more complicated. And do you mean to say that is advancement? You have to get free. So, just like in order to get free from a type of disease, one has to take proper medicine and proper diet. Similarly, in order to get out of this material contamination, you have to chant Hare Krishna, this is the medicine. And you have to take Krishna prasad, the diet. The disease will be cured. Simple method. And it is practical, you see. When these boys came to me first, from that time and this time, their face has changed so much. And what I am giving them, these fruits, Krishna prasadam, that's all enchanting. Their mind, their face, their activity, their habit, their character, everything has changed. But what is the process? This medicine and this diet, that's all. There is no surgical operation. It is very simple. You take to it and you see the result. Yes?
What are the good qualities you referred to?
To become devotee of Krishna, that is the greatest quality. We are part and parcel of Krishna. We have forgotten it. And when we come to understanding that I am part and parcel of God, that is your greatest qualification. Simple thing. What is the greatest qualification of good citizen? American, when he thinks that I am American citizen, I have to look after the interest of American state, that is his good qualification, a good citizen. Similarly, when you transcend all these artificial designations that I am American, I am Indian, I am this or that, I am part and parcel of the Supreme, that is the greatest qualification.
When you succumb to Krishna,
do you still have any obligation to, say, the worldly affairs, making, say, the world a better place? Yes, this is my obligation, to give them education in Krishna consciousness. That is the best service I am giving to the humanity. Why I have come to a country, I am old man, just to fulfill this obligation. So when one becomes Krishna conscious, he feels obligation very extensive, not limited. He is called Mahatma, very broad-minded, not crippled-minded. So I am good, my father is good. Not like that. So Krishna consciousness is so nice that it makes your mind broader. Mahatma. Samahatma Sudullam. The exact word is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Bahunam Janmanavante Gyanavan Mam Prabhadate Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudullam. After many lives, cultivation of knowledge, when one comes to the point that Vasudeva, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is everything, he is the cause of all causes, then he surrenders unto him. But such kind of surrendering soul is very rare. So, in this Krishna consciousness movement, we do not expect that everyone can join, but anyone who joins, it is to be understood that in his previous life he has passed all cultivation of knowledge. Otherwise, it is not possible. But if one is just like this verse says, Bahunam Janmanavante Gyanavan Mam Prabhadate, if one is intelligent to understand this verse, that only a wise man, only one who has become very wise after many, many births, cultivation of spiritual knowledge, he surrenders to Vasudeva or Krishna. So I do not know whether I cultivated knowledge in my past life, but if it is a fact that this is the result of many, many births, cultivation of knowledge, why not surrender immediately and become the most learned, wise man? Take the opportunity. No one has to become very intelligent. Just like if one man is earning, say, 100 million dollars by depositing little in the bank. So, if somebody offers, all right, you take immediately 100,000 dollars immediately. So, who will refuse it? So, if it is a fact that one comes to this Krishna consciousness after many, many births, so little intelligence required, then why not take it immediately? Even I did not cultivate knowledge in my past life. Let me take immediately. So this opportunity is offered. Take Krishna consciousness. There is no tax, there is no loss, but everything is gain. Try it. At least make an experiment for a week or for a fortnight and see. It is not difficult. Simply, we must be willing, that's all. Because every one of us are independent, not fully, little. So we can use our independence, we can misuse our independence. So here is the offering. Take Krishna consciousness. Now it is your choice. If you can take, it is good. If you don't take, that is your good way. And is there any difficulty to accept our formula? I ask all of you, is there any difficulty? I'm asking this. You have asked so many questions to me. Is there any difficulty to accept this formula?
No.
So why don't you take it?
Yeah.
Thank you. It is so simple, nice. Try to understand by your knowledge, question. We are not pushing forcibly. You have got your intelligence, argument, logic, everything. But you will find it. Chaitanya daya katha karo vicha. The author of Chaitanya Charitamrita says that we are placing it for your judgment. Not that we are pushing it by force, that you have to accept it. Just like sometimes it is said that the Mohammedans, they propagated one hand sword and one hand Quran. Either you accept Quran or there is sword for you. It is not that. It is placed for your judgment. And if you like, can accept. Otherwise, I came here empty-handed, I shall go back empty-handed. There is no loss, no gain. So any other question? All right. Then join with Hare Krishna. Upendra is chanting.